Welcome to the Simplified Trading Marketing Podcast with me, Alan Collins, an electrician, electrical service business owner, and certified marketing consultant specializing in home service trading businesses. I want to take you, the listener, from confusion to clarity when it comes to marketing in your trading business. This podcast will help you gain knowledge, tricks, tips, and methods that you can deploy straight into your trading business today. If you've listened to last week's podcast, you would have heard about sign writing the vehicles. Ironically, we had a job this week and chatting to the client, she asked if we'd done a lot of work for. I didn't know who she was talking about, took out the phone, checked service, met where the job was, I checked where the street was. And I said, was it X? You know that person? And she's, oh no, we just seen your vehicle parked outside of whoever she mentioned. And that's where we got your number. So that was very ironic and just fitting. And again, proof of the power of sign writing your vehicle. That again was, I think it was just shy of a $2,000 job, just purely off the back of sign writing the vehicle. So if you haven't done it already, get onto it. So in this week's podcast, what we're going to talk about is the emotional reactions to emails and SMS and where it can land you. About 3 weeks ago, we did a switchboard upgrade for a lady in Newtown. And the lady was absolutely fantastic, really nice to deal with. A bit peculiar at times, but very nice lady. So got on really well, did the job. She was so happy with it. We even fixed one or two little things in her house that were annoying her. Like one of them was pairing up an IKEA under-counter light with a remote, which was basically a case of holding it down to program it. So that was really easy, but it was just a little one percenter. It took us 5 minutes and she was very grateful, even left a review. So fast forward a week later, no less, maybe 3 days later, she sends an email questioning the safety switches we put in. So we put in RCDs or safety switches into the switchboard. Her email stated that her sister, who's an engineer, and her father, who's a builder, two of my most favorite people, suggested that what we had installed was incorrect because he was comparing what they do in Germany to Australia, and he was mentioning these IFD something devices. And I had never heard of that device. And bearing in mind, her father and sister are in Germany, not in Australia. So I was like, okay, that's obviously a German thing. So I went into my email, got whatever the item was that he mentioned, pasted into Google. And it turns out in Germany, they've got these little devices. I think they're built into the PowerPoints that are a safety switch. So I was like, ah, okay, he's not getting it that the safety switch is built into the circuit breaker. So it's a combination of a safety switch and circuit breaker. He's missing the point. That must be the way they do it. Maybe they've got circuit breakers in the switchboards and then they've got RCDs on the first outlet or whatever, however they're all. So that was fine. So I cut and paste actually what I found on Google, sent it back, and then that was fine. I sent it across and I said, look, that's totally irrelevant what they do in Germany. It's a different ruling here. Send that across to her and she was grateful, very happy. And she was like, okay, great. I'll send that to him. That was okay. So about 3 or 4 days later, she sends another email. So this is the email that gave me a bit of an anxiety attack. She said in the email, repair ornament or something like that. So I was like, okay, what's this about? So she sent me a picture of a little chunk that had came off an ornament. It was actually part of the rendering around the front of the window in this heritage style house. And I was hand in heart. I was like, I definitely did not do that. We did not touch that. It was like, we're in that vicinity, but it was large enough. It was a large enough chunk to know that if we had hit it, we'd know about it falling down. So initially I read the email, panicked, was like, I didn't do that. That wasn't my fault. And then I was zooming in the image, looking at the image, and it even looked like it had fallen off with weeks because it was blackened around where the stone had collapsed. So like, that's definitely not a week old kind of thing. So that was fine. I was just about to send her an email. I was typing it out. Heart was racing because she was like, how do you propose to fix this? And I was like, it's not me. It wasn't my fault. As an immediate reaction. What I did was took a breath, walked away for a sec, just put my phone away, went back to it. And I was like, stuff it. I'm going to actually have to call her and relay my side of the story rather than go through email. She may think I'm angry. I may think she's angry, vice versa. So I called her very calmly and just checked in, seen how she was. She's very grateful for the call. And I goes, look, I know it looks like we may have touched that or broken that or whatever. I'm telling you, hand in heart, I'm an honest person. I gave her another story about how we were installing ceiling fans and we put the ceiling fans on this outdoor table and there was a huge nasty scratch on it. Again, panicked. I went straight to the owner because you're not going to get away with it. The owner's going to see it, turn around and go, you've scratched my table. And I'd rather deal with it head on than down the track when he notices it. So he said, not to worry. That was actually the guys building the pergola. They put a drill up there or something, scratched it along the surface. And then that was how that mark got there. So I was like, oh, thank God. And again, you look like a legend because he appreciated the honesty. So then I told her that story and she goes, okay. She goes, look, it is very coincidental. I goes, look, hand in heart, it wasn't me. I guarantee it. And I said, look, it looks like it's fallen off with a while because it's blackening around it, which kind of tweaked her a little bit. And I think after we had a conversation for 2-3 minutes, she flipped around and was like, okay, no, look, it must not have been you. Really appreciate your response. And yeah, basically it was swept under the carpet and that was it. So had I had reacted and tried to fight my corner over email, it would have made me look like an angry shit giving out to her because she's accusing me of something I didn't do. And there would have been back and forth and there would have been a paper trail. So what I can advise, if you get an SMS, even if it's somebody texting you saying, can you do a cheaper quote? I've got a cheaper quote for this much. Contain that anger. I used to do it. I'll put my hand up. I used to reply with a smart comment back. Oh yeah, use the cheapest quote. But it's so silly to do. Just have a think about it. Put your phone down. Don't react in the moment. Don't send that email immediately. Don't send that SMS immediately. And as well, if you are going to send the response, have a think about the response and make sure there's no spelling errors in it also. I've seen people do that have sent me screenshots. I do it as well. If you're typing out really quickly, you'll make a typo and you look like a bigger idiot, especially if someone's come in at a cheaper price or whatever. You're trying to look like the more expensive guy that's making spelling errors. What I would suggest is have a think about it before you react emotionally to anything. Just take a breath, walk away for a few minutes, then come back to it. And then have a think about their situation. Like maybe, like for that incident with the ornament, it looked like 100% I would have said the same thing. I would have been like, that was definitely the Sparky. But when it comes to a more expensive quote or something like that, you don't know people's situations. That's the way I'm starting to look at it these days. We get rejected from a lot of quotes. We just have the luxury of leads coming in that we can put our prices at what we do. And if we don't get the job, that's fine. We're not a good fit for everybody. But in this situation that somebody is like, look, we've gone with a cheaper quote. Don't snap and react to that. You don't know their situation. They just didn't have the money or whatever. However, I do see your point of view. And that was my point of view when someone's kind of smarmy saying, oh, we've got a far cheaper quote than yours. You're ripping people off. When they say stuff like that, just again, don't react emotionally. At the end of the day, what are you going to achieve? Possibly a bad review by snapping back and saying something smart. Maybe just even not respond. Leave it. Leave sleeping dogs light. There's no point in agitating them even more. And they'll probably come back with another remark and it will end up a little Twitter battle between the two of you. Have a think about your responses. Don't react emotionally. Send it when you feel you've made the correct response. Spell check it and just try not to create a bit of an argument because you never know. That cheaper quote may turn out a rubbish tradie. They may end up calling you back again and going, okay, look, we made the wrong decision. We put our hands up. You were, you know, kind about it the last time. Would you be interested in coming back and fixing this or doing further work for us? So contain your emotions. Don't react immediately. Don't send that text message. Don't send that email immediately, if at all. Have a think about it. It may even be best to pick up the phone and give them a call and address the issue from there. Thanks for listening to the podcast today. I want to thank you for taking the time out to do so. I want to ask of a favor. If you know any other tradies that may take value from this, please send them the link. Also, please subscribe to the podcast. It greatly helps it. And lastly, if you're interested, we've got a simplified trading marketing course launching soon, along with a weekly newsletter with a marketing tip. To join the waitlist, click the link in the show notes, enter your name and email. I'll speak to you soon.